The Power of Positive Leadership by John Gordon. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Power of Positive Leadership by John Gordon is a book that explores the power of positive leadership and how it can be used to create successful teams, organizations, and businesses. The book begins with an introduction to the concept of positive leadership and its importance in today's world. It then goes on to discuss the various components of positive leadership such as trust, communication, vision, passion, resilience, collaboration, and more. Gordon explains why these components are essential for effective leaders and provides practical advice on how they can be implemented into any organization or team. He also shares stories from his own experience as well as those from other successful leaders who have embraced this approach. Throughout the book, he emphasizes that positivity is not just about being happy but rather about creating an environment where people feel safe to take risks without fear of failure. The second part of the book focuses on developing a culture based on positivity, which includes topics such as building relationships with employees, inspiring them through recognition, setting clear expectations, providing feedback, encouraging creativity, fostering collaboration among team members, embracing diversity in thought and action, leading by example, managing change effectively, dealing with difficult situations constructively, etc. Finally, Gordon offers some tips for sustaining a culture based on positivity, including staying focused on your mission/vision/values even when times get tough, celebrating successes no matter how small they may seem at first glance, taking time out for yourself so you don't burn out, etc. Overall, The Power of Positive Leadership is an insightful read full of useful advice that will help anyone looking to become a better leader or build stronger teams within their organization. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Lead with a positive attitude. Leaders should strive to maintain a positive attitude in order to create a positive environment and inspire their team. This will help to create a culture of positivity and success. Main idea number 2. Focus on solutions. Leaders should focus on finding solutions to problems rather than dwelling on the negative aspects of a situation. This will help to create a culture of problem-solving and innovation. Main idea number 3. Embrace change. Leaders should be open to change and embrace it as an opportunity for growth. This will help to create a culture of adaptability and resilience. Main idea number 4. Communicate effectively. Leaders should strive to communicate effectively with their team in order to ensure that everyone is on the same page. This will help to create a culture of collaboration and understanding. Main idea number 5. Set clear goals. Leaders should set clear goals for their team in order to ensure that everyone is working towards the same objectives. This will help to create a culture of accountability and focus. Main idea number 6. Celebrate success. Leaders should celebrate successes, both big and small, in order to motivate their team and create a culture of celebration and recognition. Main idea number 7. Foster teamwork. Leaders should foster teamwork and collaboration among their team in order to create a culture of unity and support. Main idea number 8. Encourage creativity. Leaders should encourage creativity and innovation among their team in order to create a culture of innovation and progress. Main idea number 9. Show appreciation. Leaders should show appreciation for their team in order to create a culture of respect and appreciation. Main idea number 10. Lead by example. Leaders should lead by example in order to create a culture of trust and integrity. Main idea number 11. Develop a positive culture. Leaders should strive to create a positive culture within their team in order to create a culture of positivity and success. Main idea number 12. Listen to your team. Leaders should listen to their team in order to understand their needs and create a culture of understanding and respect. Main idea number 13. Provide support. Leaders should provide support to their team in order to create a culture of trust and support. Main idea number 14. Take responsibility. Leaders should take responsibility for their actions in order to create a culture of accountability and responsibility. Main idea number 15. Empower your team. Leaders should empower their team in order to create a culture of ownership and empowerment. Main idea number 16. Be flexible. Leaders should be flexible and open to new ideas in order to create a culture of adaptability and creativity. Main idea number 17. Be open to feedback. Leaders should be open to feedback from their team in order to create a culture of learning and improvement. Main idea number 18. Foster a growth mindset. Leaders should foster a growth mindset among their team in order to create a culture of growth and development. Main idea number 19. Build relationships. Leaders should build relationships with their team in order to create a culture of connection and collaboration. Main idea number 20. Have fun. Leaders should strive to have fun with their team in order to create a culture of enjoyment and enthusiasm. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. Leading with a positive attitude is essential for any successful leader. A positive attitude can help to create an environment of trust, respect, and collaboration among team members. It also helps to foster creativity and innovation as well as motivate employees to reach their goals. Leaders should strive to maintain a positive outlook in order to set the tone for the entire organization. A leader's attitude has a direct impact on how their team performs. When leaders are upbeat and optimistic, it encourages others around them to do the same. This creates an atmosphere where everyone feels comfortable taking risks and trying new things without fear of failure or criticism from peers or superiors. Additionally, when people feel supported by their leaders, they are more likely to take initiative and be productive. Leaders who lead with positivity also tend to have better relationships with their teams because they show that they care about each individual's success rather than just focusing on results alone. They understand that mistakes happen, but instead of punishing those mistakes, they focus on helping individuals learn from them so that similar errors don't occur again in the future. Ultimately, leading with a positive attitude sets up an environment where everyone can thrive both professionally and personally, which leads to greater overall success for the organization as a whole. Main idea number 2. Leaders should strive to create a culture of problem-solving and innovation by focusing on solutions rather than dwelling on the negative aspects of a situation. This means that when faced with an issue, leaders should take the time to brainstorm potential solutions and then work towards implementing them. By doing this, they will be able to move past any obstacles or challenges quickly and efficiently. Additionally, it will help foster an environment where employees feel empowered to come up with creative ideas for solving problems. In order for this approach to be successful, leaders must also ensure that their team is given the resources necessary for success. This includes providing access to training materials or other forms of support so that everyone can contribute their best efforts in finding solutions. Leaders should also encourage open dialogue among team members so that all perspectives are heard and taken into consideration when coming up with possible solutions. By taking a proactive approach towards problem solving and encouraging collaboration among team members, leaders can create an atmosphere where creativity is encouraged and innovative ideas are welcomed. Ultimately, this type of positive leadership style will lead to greater productivity as well as improved morale within the workplace. Main idea number 3. Leaders should be open to change and embrace it as an opportunity for growth. Change can often bring about new ideas, solutions, and opportunities that may not have been available before. By embracing change, leaders create a culture of adaptability and resilience in their organization. This allows them to stay ahead of the curve by being able to quickly adjust to changing circumstances. Leaders who are open to change also demonstrate a willingness to learn from mistakes and take risks. They understand that failure is part of the process of learning and growing, so they don't shy away from trying something new or different if it could potentially benefit their organization in some way. Leaders who embrace change also show their team members that they value innovation and creativity. Finally, when leaders embrace change, they set an example for others within the organization. When people see their leader taking risks or trying something new without fear of failure, it encourages them to do the same, which leads to greater collaboration among team members. Main idea number 4. Effective communication is essential for successful leadership. Leaders should strive to ensure that their team members understand the goals and objectives of the organization, as well as how each individual can contribute to achieving them. This will help create a culture of collaboration and understanding within the team. Leaders should also be mindful of how they communicate with their team. They should use clear language when conveying instructions or expectations, and provide feedback in a constructive manner. Additionally, leaders should take time to listen to their team's ideas and concerns so that everyone feels heard. Finally, effective communication requires an open dialogue between leaders and their teams. Leaders must be willing to ask questions, solicit input from others, and encourage honest conversations about challenges or successes within the organization. Main idea number 5. Setting clear goals is an essential part of effective leadership. It helps to create a sense of purpose and direction for the team, as well as providing a benchmark against which progress can be measured. By setting specific objectives, leaders can ensure that everyone on the team understands what needs to be achieved and how they should go about achieving it. This will help to foster collaboration and accountability within the group. Clear goals also provide motivation for individuals by giving them something tangible to work towards. When people have a goal in mind, they are more likely to stay focused and put in extra effort when needed. Additionally, having measurable targets allows leaders to track progress over time so that any necessary adjustments or improvements can be made quickly. Ultimately, setting clear goals is one of the most important things a leader can do in order to ensure success for their team. By taking the time up front to define objectives and expectations, leaders will set their teams up for long-term success. Main idea number 6. Leaders should take the time to recognize and celebrate successes, both big and small. Celebrating success is an important part of creating a positive culture in any organization. It helps motivate team members, encourages collaboration, and reinforces the idea that hard work pays off. When celebrating successes, leaders should make sure to be specific about what was achieved. This will help team members understand how their efforts contributed to the overall success of the project or goal. Leaders can also use this opportunity to thank everyone involved for their hard work and dedication. In addition to recognizing individual accomplishments, it's important for leaders to acknowledge collective achievements as well. Doing so will show team members that they are all working together towards a common goal and that each person's contribution matters. Finally, when celebrating successes, it's important for leaders not only to recognize those who have done well but also those who may have struggled along the way. Acknowledging these struggles can help create an environment where people feel comfortable taking risks without fear of failure. Main idea number 7. Fostering teamwork and collaboration among team members is essential for creating a successful, productive work environment. Leaders should strive to create an atmosphere of trust and respect where everyone feels comfortable working together towards common goals. This can be done by encouraging open communication between team members, providing opportunities for collaboration on projects, and recognizing the contributions of each individual. Additionally, leaders should ensure that all team members are given equal opportunity to contribute their ideas and opinions in order to foster a sense of ownership over the project. Leaders should also provide clear direction when assigning tasks or delegating responsibilities so that everyone knows what is expected from them. They should also take time to recognize accomplishments as well as failures in order to promote learning from mistakes and build morale within the group. Finally, it's important for leaders to set aside time for social activities such as team lunches or after-work gatherings, which will help strengthen relationships between colleagues. Main idea number 8. Leaders should strive to create an environment that encourages creativity and innovation. This can be done by providing team members with the resources they need to explore new ideas, such as access to technology, training opportunities, and a safe space for experimentation. Leaders should also provide feedback on creative efforts in order to foster a culture of learning and growth. In addition, leaders should recognize the value of failure when it comes to fostering creativity. By allowing team members to take risks without fear of punishment or criticism, leaders can create an atmosphere where innovative thinking is encouraged and rewarded. Finally, leaders should actively seek out input from their teams in order to ensure that all voices are heard and valued. Main idea number 9. Leaders should make it a priority to show appreciation for their team. This can be done in many ways, such as recognizing individual accomplishments, thanking people for their hard work and dedication, or simply expressing gratitude for the contributions they have made. Showing appreciation helps create an environment of respect and recognition that encourages employees to continue working hard and striving toward success. When leaders take the time to recognize the efforts of their team members, it sends a powerful message that they are valued and appreciated. It also reinforces positive behavior by rewarding those who go above and beyond what is expected of them. Additionally, showing appreciation can help build trust between leaders and their teams, which is essential for any successful organization. Showing appreciation doesn't need to be complicated or expensive. Even small gestures like saying thank you or offering words of encouragement can make a big difference in how people feel about themselves and their work. Leaders should strive to create an atmosphere where everyone feels respected, valued, and appreciated so that everyone can do their best work. Main idea number 10. Leading by example is an essential part of being a successful leader. It means that you must demonstrate the behaviors and values that you want your team to emulate. When leaders lead by example, they create a culture of trust and integrity in which their team members feel safe to take risks, innovate, and grow. Leaders who lead by example show their commitment to the organization's mission and goals through their actions. They are willing to put in extra effort when needed, set high standards for themselves as well as others, and make sure everyone on the team is held accountable for meeting those standards. Leaders who lead by example also recognize successes within the organization and celebrate them with their teams. Leading by example also involves taking responsibility for mistakes or failures rather than blaming others or making excuses. This shows humility while still maintaining authority over the team. It demonstrates that no one is above accountability or criticism when necessary. Ultimately, leading by example sets a positive tone throughout an organization, one where employees feel valued and respected regardless of rank or position within the company hierarchy. Main idea number 11. Developing a positive culture within an organization or team starts with the leader. Leaders should strive to create an environment of trust, respect, and collaboration among their team members. They should also focus on creating a sense of purpose and meaning in the work that they do. This can be done by setting clear expectations for performance, providing meaningful feedback, recognizing successes, and celebrating accomplishments. Leaders should also encourage open communication between team members so that everyone feels comfortable expressing their ideas and opinions without fear of judgment or criticism. Additionally, leaders should foster an atmosphere where mistakes are seen as learning opportunities rather than failures. Finally, it is important for leaders to recognize individual strengths and weaknesses in order to ensure that each person is working towards achieving their full potential. By developing a positive culture within an organization or team, leaders can help create an environment where people feel valued and motivated to succeed. This will ultimately lead to increased productivity levels as well as improved morale amongst employees. Main idea number 12. Listening to your team is an essential part of being a successful leader. It allows you to understand the needs and concerns of those around you, as well as create a culture of understanding and respect. When leaders take the time to listen to their team, they are able to gain valuable insight into how their employees think and feel about certain topics or issues. This can help them make better decisions that will benefit everyone involved. Leaders should also be open-minded when listening to their team. They should not only consider what is said but also why it was said in order for them to truly understand the situation at hand. By taking this approach, leaders can ensure that all perspectives are taken into account before making any decisions. Finally, it's important for leaders to remember that listening doesn't always mean agreeing with everything that is said by their team members. Leaders must still maintain control over decision-making while allowing others on the team have input on matters which affect them directly. Main idea number 13. Leaders should provide support to their team in order to create a culture of trust and support. This means that leaders must be willing to listen, understand, and empathize with the needs of their team members. Leaders should also be open to feedback from their team and take action when necessary. Additionally, leaders should strive to recognize individual contributions and celebrate successes as a group. Providing support can help build relationships between the leader and the team members, which will lead to increased motivation, engagement, productivity, creativity, collaboration, loyalty, and commitment. It is important for leaders to show appreciation for hard work by providing recognition or rewards when appropriate. Leaders should also make sure that everyone on the team feels valued by creating an environment where everyone's opinion matters. Finally, it is essential for leaders to provide guidance so that each member of the team knows what is expected of them in terms of performance standards. By setting clear expectations up front and providing ongoing coaching throughout projects or tasks, this will ensure that all goals are met efficiently. Main idea number 14. Leaders have a responsibility to set an example for their team and organization. Taking responsibility for one's actions is essential in creating a culture of accountability and responsibility. Leaders should be willing to take ownership of their mistakes, learn from them, and use those lessons to improve the future. This will help create an environment where everyone takes ownership of their work and strives for excellence. When leaders take responsibility, they demonstrate that they are committed to doing what's right even when it's difficult or unpopular. They also show that they value honesty and integrity above all else. By taking personal accountability, leaders can inspire others on their team to do the same. Taking responsibility also helps build trust between leaders and followers as well as within teams. When people know that someone is accountable for his or her decisions, it creates a sense of security which leads to greater collaboration among team members. Finally, taking responsibility allows leaders to model positive behavior which encourages others on the team to do the same. It sets expectations about how people should behave in order to achieve success both individually and collectively. Main idea number 15. Empowering your team is an essential part of creating a positive and successful work environment. Leaders should strive to create an atmosphere where their team members feel empowered to take ownership of their roles, make decisions, and contribute in meaningful ways. This can be done by providing clear expectations for each role, giving employees the autonomy to make decisions within those expectations, and recognizing individual contributions. Leaders should also ensure that they are actively listening to their team's ideas and feedback. By taking the time to understand what motivates each employee and how they think about problems or solutions, leaders can better empower them with the resources needed for success. Additionally, it is important for leaders to provide regular feedback on performance so that employees know when they are doing well or need improvement. Finally, empowering your team means trusting them with responsibility. When you give people more control over their own work processes and outcomes, it encourages creativity as well as a sense of pride in ownership, which leads to greater job satisfaction overall. Empowerment also helps build trust between leader and employee, which further strengthens relationships within the organization. Main idea number 16. Leaders should be flexible and open to new ideas in order to create a culture of adaptability and creativity. This means being willing to try different approaches, even if they are outside the norm or have not been done before. Leaders must also be able to adjust their plans when needed, as circumstances can change quickly. Being flexible allows leaders to take advantage of opportunities that may arise unexpectedly, while still staying true to their core values. Flexibility is especially important for leaders who work with teams or organizations that are constantly changing and evolving. It helps them stay ahead of the curve by anticipating potential problems and finding solutions before they become too big an issue. Additionally, it encourages collaboration among team members as everyone works together towards a common goal. Being flexible does not mean compromising on one's principles, rather it involves having an open mind and being willing to consider different perspectives in order to find the best solution for any given situation. By embracing flexibility, leaders can foster innovation within their organization while still maintaining control over its direction. Main idea number 17. Leaders should be open to feedback from their team in order to create a culture of learning and improvement. This means that leaders must be willing to listen, consider, and act on the feedback they receive. Leaders should also encourage their team members to provide honest and constructive criticism without fear of retribution or negative consequences. By creating an environment where everyone feels comfortable giving feedback, leaders can foster collaboration and trust among their team. In addition, leaders should strive for continuous improvement by using the feedback they receive as an opportunity for growth. They should take time to reflect on what was said and how it could help them become better at leading their teams. Leaders who are open to receiving feedback will not only improve themselves but also inspire others around them with their willingness to learn. Finally, when providing feedback, it is important for leaders to remain respectful while still being direct about any issues that need addressing. It is essential that both parties feel heard during this process so that meaningful dialogue can occur between leader and follower alike. Main idea number 18. Fostering a growth mindset among team members is essential for creating an environment of growth and development. Leaders should encourage their team to take risks, embrace challenges, and learn from mistakes. They should also provide opportunities for employees to develop new skills and knowledge that will help them reach their goals. By providing support and guidance, leaders can create an atmosphere where everyone feels comfortable taking risks and trying new things. Leaders should also recognize the importance of feedback in fostering a growth mindset. Feedback helps employees understand how they are performing relative to expectations, as well as what areas need improvement or further development. It is important that feedback be given in a constructive manner so that it encourages learning rather than discourages it. Finally, leaders must model the behavior they want to see from their team members by demonstrating a commitment to personal growth themselves. This includes setting challenging goals for themselves while remaining open-minded about different approaches or solutions. When leaders demonstrate this kind of attitude towards learning and development, it sets an example for others on the team. Main idea number 19. Building relationships with your team is essential for creating a positive and productive work environment. Leaders should take the time to get to know their team members on an individual level, understanding their strengths, weaknesses, and motivations. This will help create trust between the leader and the team, which in turn can lead to better communication and collaboration. Leaders should also strive to foster a sense of community within their teams by encouraging open dialogue among all members. This could include regular meetings where everyone has an opportunity to share ideas or provide feedback on projects. Additionally, leaders should recognize each person's contributions and celebrate successes together as a group. By taking these steps towards building relationships with their teams, leaders can create an atmosphere of connection that encourages creativity and innovation while promoting respect for one another. Ultimately, this will result in higher morale amongst employees as well as improved productivity overall. Main idea number 20. Having fun with your team is an important part of creating a positive and productive work environment. Leaders should strive to create opportunities for their team members to have fun together, whether it's through activities like team-building exercises or simply taking time out of the day for some lighthearted banter. This helps foster a sense of camaraderie among the group and encourages everyone to be more open and creative in their thinking. Leaders can also use humor as a way to break up monotony, reduce stress levels, and keep morale high. A good leader knows when it's appropriate to crack jokes or tell stories that will make people laugh. Doing so can help build trust between leaders and followers while also providing an outlet for employees who may be feeling overwhelmed by their workload. Finally, having fun doesn't always mean being silly, sometimes it means recognizing accomplishments or celebrating successes together. Taking time out from the daily grind to recognize individual achievements or celebrate milestones as a group can go a long way towards boosting morale and keeping everyone motivated. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.book.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy reading.